Give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic. 7 o'clock on this Saturday night. What's happening? Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Gibbons with you until 10. Yes, on a Saturday night. Kicking it here with Dylan McKinnon producing the show as we run until 10 o'clock tonight following D-Liner. D-Liner with the bust-out Sonny Vaccaro. For all you basketball nerds like D and I, you have Sonny Vaccaro on the show. Are you serious? Just bust out with Sonny Vaccaro with the great Kobe stories, the great Garnett stories, a little bit of Michael Jordan as well when he ran the ABCD camp in New Jersey and being a part of Adidas, helping run Adidas and recruiting these players. And partially, part of the reason, of course, that we know that Kobe signed with Adidas was because of Sonny Vaccaro and the relationship that he had. So that was a great, great guest that D. Lineham had on the show this afternoon going into the evening. So a fun listen by D. Lineham, of course, as always. And we try to keep that momentum going here as we talk about some things as well, and we're not going to really lock in. Well, we're going to lock in on basketball, but last night we had a ball as we talked about the Hall of Fame. D doing the same thing this evening, and we wanted to get into Dylan McKinnon and I tonight, where we wanted to get into something with what Adrian Wojnarowski and Adam Schefter actually put out there, and we'll start off with what Adam Schefter tweeted out earlier this afternoon. Where we'll get to the story, and there's so much stuff here with everything that's going on with the leagues. And we've been talking about this. Let's be honest. We've been talking about this for quite some time as everything has started to get underway with the coronavirus and our new norm and shutting things down in all of these leagues, right? So Adam Schefter, a simple NFL tweet where he says, high-level officials from multiple NFL teams are now preparing to do the April 23rd, 25th draft virtually from home, away from their team facilities, league sources tell ESPN, awaiting the final decision from NFL on an unprecedented draft. All right, simple. All right, boom. You get that when you're like, all right, cool, we can run with that. That's what a lot of people have been saying. How are they going to pull this off? Well, there you have it. 2 hours later, Adam Schefter jumps in on Twitter once again, breaking some news. This is very significant. In a conference call with Major League Sports Commissioners on Saturday, the President of the United States said he believes the NFL season should start on time in September. Sources familiar with the call told Woj, ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski, and me. More on call coming at ESPN.com. Follows up. The White House also told commissioners that he hopes to have fans back in stadiums and arenas by August and September, sources said, though it is currently unclear if medical experts find that to be a realistic timeline amid the current coronavirus pandemic. Let's jump in right now with this, because being in that building on the 11th, I believe it was, for the 76ers game against the Pistons, the final game of the season, before the pause was put there for the team, I continue to say that I have no belief that with the NBA season in the place that they're currently in right now, the final game of the season again on March 11th, the season being suspended that night and then ultimately called to a halt in general the next day on the 12th, which the NHL then followed, and Major League Baseball a little bit later on, but with spring training games. Guys, I do not care what the White House says. I just don't have any faith. And this has been 2 weeks now that I'm running with this, and this is week number 3. I don't have any faith that the NBA and the NHL, to start with, are going to come back. What are they going to come back for? They're coming back and playing without fans. They're going to come back in August and September as the target dates for stadiums and arenas and have fans back in. Now, we know what we've heard from medical experts and them saying when it gets warmer, it really knocks down everything when it comes to the virus. But the potential of the fall if it does, the things go back to normal as best as possible. Once we hit the fall, we're going to be right back where we started from. And that's going to be a difficult thing to do with people. A nice amount of people will say, you know what, let's get back to it. They told us we're okay. We're going to be fine. Let's just go into these arenas and these stadiums and let's act as if everything is back to normal. Then they are going to be the people who are a lot more cautious, concerned with everything that is going on, and unsure of if they want to step foot in a building with 20,000 people, 50,000 people into a stadium, albeit an open stadium. But you have the domes in Atlanta, New Orleans, right? Dallas, Houston, Arizona. They're the ones that have the retractables and they can open things up. Does that make you feel that much more comfortable as you step into the stadiums? Not me. And I work them. I have to go into the center. It's nothing against the 76ers or the team that they're playing or the person I'm sitting next to overall. It's just that, do we know that things will be back to normal and back in place where we can step foot in those buildings? Right now, today, on April the 4th, I say no. I say no. I say that's ridiculous to even say something like that, to have the NFL season starting on time in September, hoping to have fans back in stadiums and arenas by August and September. People are scared. We have never seen anything like this. Let's go back to what Adam Schefter said with the draft tweet at the end, where he said, awaiting a final decision from NFL on an, and I'm going to underline this in bold as best as I can on the radio, unprecedented draft. So how do we know we can today say that August and September feel good about going back into a stadium or an arena? And the fact that there was also something out there where during the conference call, this is from Adrian Wojnarowski, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver told those on the conference call that the leagues were the first to shut down and that they would love to lead the way in starting the economy once there was an all clear, quote unquote, from public health officials, sources familiar with the call told ESPN. Right? And we have no idea. We have no idea. Then there were these other ones. These are some really good stuff overall. This is from Ron Brownstein on Twitter. Schefter retweeted this one, a Pulitzer Prize winner, senior editor at The Atlantic, CNN analyst. And he says that per ESPN, the White House also said he hopes, of course, to have fans back in the stadiums and arenas by August. As predicted below, he would. Sets up the conflict with different things that, you know, people are saying with the governors and the mayors and all about 80,000 people to congregate in stadiums in their jurisdictions this fall. Then you have that angle of it where the political people are going to now have to jump in. We're trying to keep this as simple as health. Then it turns into politicians and all of this stuff and all of that. Well, we're worried about, again, health. California Governor Gavin Newsom, his full response is very lengthy, but the whole point of it is that he is not anticipating that happening in this state. Goes on to say, let me tell you why. At the end, now I'm just focused on the immediate, but that's not something I anticipate happening in the next few months. So I got to tell you guys, I mean, as of right now, I can't see it. I just don't see it. As we look at it and we try to project out to the future, could this happen? I don't know that this can happen. You guys don't know that this can happen. They don't know as of right now that this could happen. I certainly don't like all right, let's jump in on August and September and use that as a target date. I just don't see it. I don't know where this would be coming from. I cannot believe that will happen. And I just want to know from you guys, as I've been saying for the last 2 weeks when things got shut down, with the NBA and the NHL, first off, let's start with them. And Major League Baseball, they can wait a little bit longer, so can the NFL. They're not scheduled to really get underway for the season until September. But for the winter sports that have been put on pause since March 11th, March 12th, you have to have a training camp. You have to have some sort of mini camp to get these guys back in shape. And while you, let's look at the NBA for an example. When they start things up in September, they started up mid-September. They get out there, or late September, they get out there, they get their work in for about a week. They have preseason games, so on and so forth. All right, they can get themselves back in order for a week, but can are they going to be ready to have preseason games, if you will, to get them back into a little bit of a groove? Who's going to be really interested in playing a preseason game where other teams are already eliminated? Are you going to call on the Charlotte Hornets and say, hey, do you guys mind running the scrimmage for us? Help us out to get ready for the playoffs, which you guys are no longer in? No. Hey, who are they going to scrimmage against to get themselves back into, again, to have a mini training camp like you do before the regular season gets underway? The Charlotte Hornets have a full 82 games to play. They are, even foolishly, maybe whatever you want to say, of the belief that they can make the postseason. Now, we can look and say, you know, the lens, they might be able to make an eighth seed or something like that. But are the Cleveland Cavaliers really going to want to contribute to that? Are the Players Association going to let these other players play in something like this to get themselves ready? They have not played ball. The difference between this situation and getting ready for the NBA regular season is these players may take a week or two off after the season is done, whether it's done in April or it's done in June. They take a week or two off, maybe three, get their body right, a little bit of rest, and then they get back to the individual work that they do. They get back to the scrimmaging that they were. They're with their trainers. They're with their teammates. They're with friends that they work out with, run fives, do all these things. That's how they train. They can't do that right now. And I mean right now. I don't mean when they get back to the mini camp once things clear up and you're allowed to get ready for whatever condensed season that they're going to start to play for the postseason. Their bodies are different right now. We're talking about potential injury. There are so many free agents that are getting ready for the offseason for them to get some big money, maybe their first contract, maybe their last contract, right? Off of their rookie deal. Maybe you're someone like Christian Wood, who had a very good season for the first time in his NBA career and is looking to cash in on a long-term deal for the first time. Why would the Detroit Pistons say, or Christian Wood's representative say, okay, let's go out there and let's let Christian Wood scrimmage against the 76ers so they can get ready for the postseason? Why? There's so many different things, dominoes, that have to fall in order for all of this to really happen for the NBA and the NHL as well. Are the NHL players, a lot of them went back to their home countries, right? They have to get ready. They have to run through the testing and the screening and everything before they even come back to the States. They may have to sit out for another 14 days in some sort of quarantine to make sure that they are right before they are allowed to be around their American-born players to get back on the ice to make that push for a Stanley Cup postseason. Guys, gals, it's Saturday evening. We're talking about it, and I don't see it happening. I'm sorry if I'm being pessimistic about it, but I have to be real. When we step in here, turn this mic on, and it is now 7:13 following D-Lineham's great show, these things come out, I got to be real with you. I do not see where the NBA, nor do I see the NHL, getting things back. I just don't see things getting things back. I don't see it. I don't see it. This is from Daniel Dale, where Adrian Wojnarowski retweets from CNN. Here's a quote from the White House on sports leagues. They got to get back. They can't do this. They can't do what? He says they weren't designed to be shut down. But this is something that is different. This is something that is out of their hands. This is something that is far away, out of their control. They didn't willingly shut down because they were tired of what wasn't happening with the fan base or the television ratings. They were shut down because a pandemic hit our world, a pandemic hit our country, a pandemic hit our states and cities, and they hit our families and friends, and they had to shut down. What do you mean they gotta get back? They can't do this. We are now, again, going on a full month. We are 7 days away from a full month in terms of date, which would be the 11th of April. I do not see the NBA, nor do I see the NHL coming back for a condensed regular season, which was already at the tail end with 17 games left for the 76ers, nor do I see it for the postseason. I don't like to say it, but with the information that we're getting on a daily basis, I am not encouraged that the NBA or the NHL will get back and have an opportunity to play this season. Where are you guys? And I know we talk about this over the course of the week, every day. It comes up some way, somehow. But we have more stuff because of the conference call with the four commissioners of the major sports and the White House. And this is the information that we now have today from Adrian Wojnarowski and from Adam Schefter, the two top newsbreakers in their respective sports and basketball and football. This is what we have. I am not encouraged. I'm sorry. I do not see it. And we'll ask you guys as we start things off right here at 716-610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon is producing. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10. Where do you guys sit after hearing and reading these stories, these tweets from the NBA, from ESPN.com overall with Woj and Schefter about what was said in the conference call with the four commissioners from the major sports and the White House? 610-632-0975. And again, the White House saying they got to get back. They can't do this. Well, I mean, I don't need much more. And then follow up with, they weren't designed to be shut down. They're not going to be shut down forever. They're being shut down right now for a reason, for a necessary reason. And it's a must that they remain shut down until things are right. So to say August and September, I think it's the wrong message. You continue to hear doctors, and now I'm reading off the statement made by Gavin Newsom in California, the mayor, saying nothing will be happening like that in our state. And let's remember, you're talking about the Clippers and the Lakers. You have the Golden State Warriors, the Sacramento Kings, the Los Angeles Rams, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Los Angeles Kings, the Anaheim Angels, the San Diego Padres, the Los Angeles Dodgers, right? We know all of the Anaheim Ducks. We know all of these. What if some of them can't get back out there because of where they are in that state? Does that mean they have to move to another arena and play their games in that particular stadium or arena because they cannot perform in their state, in their city, in their arena that they're normally playing in? It's weird. Then you talk about this bubble that was presented, right? That with the Chinese Basketball Association, what they were trying to do, where you have a bubble where all the teams come together for the playoffs. Everyone gets tested a couple of times. Who's going to agree to that? Who's going to agree to that? And they have to play with no fans. They cannot have the fans. All of that. We're talking about home court advantage for certain teams. Look at the 76ers. They stink on the road. They're 29-2 at home. Right there, if we're going off the season, as good as it will be to have Ben Simmons back, potentially healthy from the back injury, there's no home court advantage anymore for the 76ers. If we're going to look at it with where they were left off, winning at home, losing on the road, that's going to be a quick series. That's going to be a quick series with the 76ers involved. Period. Then there's the matter of this. Are you going to play 7-game series? Or are you going to knock them down to 5? And quite frankly, if you're going to do that, you might as well knock them down to 3. The best out of 3. And maybe you get to the best out of 5 for the championship. Either way, this is going to be an asterisk. If this is, again, they got to get back. They can't do this. They weren't designed to be shut down. Whatever happens, the record books, whether they play or don't play any longer for this campaign, both the NHL and the NBA, there's going to be an asterisk next to 2019/20 campaign because of what happened with this pandemic. Period. Period. This is where we are. This is our new norm. I'm glad that they're having the conversations. I'm glad that they're trying to be as optimistic as possible. But then there are some like myself who are simply not as optimistic. There was a audio of Brian Windhorst from ESPN that we're going to play. That we're going to play at some point, maybe on the other side, where he had something to say about this, where he's fine. He was one that's saying, I'm being optimistic. I'm going to think that they're going to come back and play. And now, after 3 weeks, Brian Windhorst of ESPN, who has good information, who talks to a lot of people, and I have to put my biasness aside when I say I cannot stand the guy a lot of times, he's finally coming around saying, I'm starting to believe it's not going to happen. Well, Brian, again, there's one thing about being optimistic. There's another thing about being pessimistic. And there's just simply one more thing about maybe it's just not going to get done. And looking at it logically with everything, that it will not get done. No one wants it to be that way, but it's just simply that way, unfortunately. And we have to move along as things go. I appreciate the effort from the teams. I don't hear much from the NHL, but I appreciate the effort from the NBA. We're going to get into one more thing that they're trying to do potentially to put out there via via video conference or something. I don't know. I appreciate the effort. Unfortunately, I just don't see where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen for the NBA or the NHL. And what I want to ask you guys is simply this. And we've seen the one thing that we'll talk about a little later. They tried it in all-star form, and we'll bring it up again. I just simply have to ask you guys this. Do you look at this with the effort that the NHL and the NBA and what the White House is now saying in the conference call with the other four commissioners of the top sports in America? At this point, are you ready to just say, you know what? Let's just give up on the winter sports and let's focus on when we're going to get the MLB and the NFL back on track. And as soon as we can, as soon as it is logically possible. Where are you guys? 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon is producing. I'm Devon Givens. I've lost faith even more now hearing the things that are being said today in this conference call with the White House and the commissioners. We'll give you the Brian Windhorst audio at some point. We'll talk about what the NBA is also still trying to do. And we want to ask you something on the other side about movies as well. Because I was watching a movie this afternoon before we came in. And we want to talk about some things with this particular movie that bleeds into other movies as well in your quarantine and isolation watching. 610-632-0975. That's Dylan McKinnon. I'm Devon Givens. We're hanging out with you until 10 on this Saturday night right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
So here's a pretty good quote. And again, the political thing, you hate that that has to be a part of this, but of course the White House has to be involved. So Lindsey Jones has a great quote from this whole tweet. She's from the Athletic NFL, Lindsey Jones on Twitter. And this is because Les Bowen of the covers the birds of Inquirer.com. One has to be very careful not to overpromise. That's in the Gavin Newsom statement that he made about once again saying that I'm not anticipating that that is happening in this state about coming back with the NFL starting on time in September, but overall August and September getting people back in arenas and stadiums. And you know, he's saying at least here in the state of California, we will determine by the facts, we will be determined by the facts, determined by the health experts, we will be determined by our capacity to beat this moment, bend the curve, and have the appropriate community surveillance and testing to confidently determine whether that's appropriate right now. I'm not just focused on the immediate, but that's not something that I anticipate happening in the next few months. So, once again, the great quote in here, one has to be very careful not to overpromise in something like this. We want it back. We want it back. But we want it back when it is right to have it back. Pablo Torre says another great thing. If you want sports to come back as soon as humanly possible, do your part and stay home. And a lot of people, unfortunately, not us, we're all talking because we're doing what we're supposed to do, not us. A lot of people aren't staying home. So how are you going to get back out there as soon as possible to enjoy these games and these events with all your friends and things at these stadiums and arenas when everyone is not doing their part? Everyone. We've seen the videos of those people on the beaches in Florida with spring break, right? We've seen it. So we quickly, before we get to the phones, and guys, we see you. Hang tight real quick. We want to play this ESPN cut from Brian Windhorst with him talking about finally the NBA and him being optimistic early, now being a little pessimistic about things.
Ryan, it's been a bad week. I think there was optimism about progress a week ago. And some things that have happened this week have turned it south about what could happen. A big factor was what happened in China, where they halted the return of their league. And one of the big reasons is because they really believe that they just tested the players' temperature all the time, that it would work. And the Chinese are finding that asymptomatic carriers are causing maybe a second wave in that country. And they have just slammed the brakes on sports. And the talks between the players' union and the league this week, I've talked to both sides of this issue, and it is clear that the NBA is angling to set up a deal that enables them to shut the season down. Now, they don't have to do that yet, and the way they're negotiating, they're leaving themselves an option either way, but they are not having talks about how to restart the league. They are having financial talks about what would happen if the season shuts down, and I think there's a significant amount of pessimism.
And that is unfortunate.
Ryan, it's been a bad...
But that is the case. And as Brian Windhorst, courtesy of ESPN, being again a guest on the show, and Dylan, appreciate you making sure you got that, you had that available and ready for us. But that's where we are, guys. That's where we are. And for one, I wanted him to personally say, and maybe he did, and it was a longer cut somewhere, but that's all we needed. But I wanted him to say that, you know, as somebody who was very optimistic about things, that he is pessimistic, not about it being a bad week for the league, but about it being a bad week for the league in general. And you know what? Now I'm just starting to believe that overall this may not happen. Where are you guys? You heard that from Brian Windhorst. We laid things out that Schefter and Wojnarowski put out there from the conference call with the four commissioners from the four major sports with the White House. And things just simply don't look as promising overall that these leagues, especially the winter teams, and once again, we'll wait for the MLB and the NFL of when they will, in fact, come back. I am not. The winter teams first. I am not optimistic that they are going to come back. I felt this way 2 weeks ago. Nothing has been said or done that makes me believe that they will be back anytime soon. I think the seasons will be shut down. It's a shame. It's going to go down in the history books. We will hopefully get back to normal at some point, but right now we are not there, and I don't see it anytime soon. So, guys, how do you guys feel today, this Saturday? We're going on a full month of being shut down worldwide, or at least countryside here for us. We, you know, other things were happening in other parts of the world that are sad, especially with what we've seen in Italy and in China and all of that. It is really, really sad, but this is where we are. This is my opinion. They will not be back. I have no idea when the MLB or the NFL will get underway. But for these two sports in general, hockey and basketball, I don't see it happening. And now we're hearing again from Adam Schefter where conversations are being had about an unprecedented draft for April 23rd, 25th. No one will be in their facilities as part of the draft. They're going to have to do all these things a little bit differently. They'll hold it, but it's not going to be what we're accustomed to, what we've seen all our lives with the NFL draft. So 610-632-0975, how do you guys feel? And I wanted to introduce this as well. One more thing before we get to Ian to start things off. So before we came in here, as I was getting the show and stuff ready, I felt good about what we were going to talk about tonight, communicating with Dylan throughout the day, that I wound up watching a movie. I just felt like being in movie mode, right? We've all been in movie and television mode, and this is where we are, part of our new norm. So I'm watching, I just chose one. I went with the Fast and Furious 7, or Furious 7, whatever you want to call it. We know what happened. We know that in Fast and Furious, it's one of the great franchises of all time. Paul Walker, unfortunately, his untimely death during the filming, and an emotional movie it was, especially at the end, and you can see the things that they did with his brothers to fill in at different spots and all. It's a great movie. Great franchise for a lot of people. Some don't like it. Got it. I personally like it. I think it's great work. I think it's very creative of how they've gone from the first one to where they are now. They're getting ready for number 9, which was supposed to set to be released this year. It is now pushed to 2021 because of everything happening with coronavirus. They want to wait to have the full experience that they always have with these films. So we wanted to ask you, because this is one of the greats of all time, Dylan and I, with you until 10 o'clock when you call in about the sports, or even if you don't want to feel like you want to talk about it and you want to just get away from it and you want to do this because it's a little more fun to talk about this overall. Best movie franchises for you. Give us one. What's your favorite movie franchise? And we know what? We won't even limit it to one. Give us two. Give us two that really hit you, that every time you hear this one is coming out, oh, hey, honey, we're going to that. Or, honey, we don't have a babysitter, I'm going. I'm going. I'm not going to miss it. When it is released on that Friday in September, I'm going to the movie to see this. We start off with the Fast and Furious because of it. You can say how you feel about the Fast and Furious, but what is your favorite one or two movie franchises that whenever they come out, or whenever they are on television, cable, you say, you know what? I'm going to sit down and watch this. Because right now, guys, gals, kids, you're doing it right now during this time that we've been shut down for these 3 weeks. 610-632-0975. We'll hear from Dylan McKinnon, get his thoughts on the sports in general, and we'll hear from Dylan McKinnon to get his vote for a movie franchise. I don't know it. He didn't tell me. I told him to hold it until we got to the show. I'm starting off with this one, with Fast and Furious, because it was fantastic. I have another one that is one of my favorites, but I'll leave it alone, and we'll hear from you guys on your favorite movie franchise, one or two that you have to rush to the theaters to see, or even when it's on television and they're running a marathon, you're saying, hey, I'm sitting down, I'm watching this, leave me alone. Let's go to the phone. 610-632-0975. So the guys on phones, on hold, we ask you as well the same question. Even though you've been waiting, we want to give you the opportunity off the top of your head to throw out your favorite movie franchise as well. Let's start off things in Newark with Ian on 97.5. What's going on, Ian?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, I think the NFL does play. You know what? I think this is too much money on the line. And I think it was a good timing of this virus. So I think the way NFL pays players, I think they'll adapt some way or another where they just don't play in front of the crowd. There's just too much TV money on the line. Don't you think so?
Well, here's the thing. You said the money aspect of it, and they have the luxury of not waiting until, as you just pointed out, the fall to really get going. However, when you talk about the money in general for the NFL, the NBA and the NHL and Major League Baseball also have a bunch of money on the line as well.
Well, I'm talking about those players. They got guaranteed money for the NBA players and union for the NHL. They're not really going to fight as hard, because I get what you're saying, because that 15-minute testing thing, I think the NFL has the money to try to adapt to that. And the NFL players will be willing to do that, because they got to get paid too, though. So
yeah, they do. And the NBA already, they already committed to paying the NBA players for April 1st. However, they were supposed to have a meeting yesterday to figure out if they wanted to pay them for the 15th, their paycheck for the 15th. They want to give them all of it, if they wanted to give them 50% of it. And that's going to be something the NBAPA is going to fight as well. So even though you're right, they have majority of their salaries paid for the season, you know they're going to fight for that last paycheck as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Same thing with the NHL.
Right.
I think if the NHL are done, baseball is kind of like in the middle.
Yeah.
But it's a good time for the NFL. I think they will just adapt. I mean, so we're not going to have sports for another year and a half. I just don't see that. There's too much money on the line.
Okay, man. I mean, I hear you. For a year and a half, you're right. But I'm talking about right now. If you feel, if the White House is saying August, September, I think that's a little bit too optimistic for me.
Maybe stretch it out October. But I think NFL, they just, they're a different empire. But you think this city is Brett Brown now? I think it does.
I see. Again, I'm still in that case, Ian, where I say it does not. I think we saw enough. So? Yeah, I'm on that side. How are you selling it?
I think he does come back.
How are you selling it? As if you're the front office and the ownership, how are you selling it? Coronavirus?
Yeah, I think he does. A lot of guys are saying that sports radio. There, I think he does come back.
I think I'm the only one outside of Tyler Zuli that said he does not come back. I don't think he comes back.
Only because
it's going to be a tough sell. Because last year you had to do that because of the four bouncer with Toronto Raptors and Kawhi Leonard. Now you're gonna have another mulligan?
Yeah, the only movie franchise that came to my mind is Die Hard, but I wouldn't watch it at the movie theater. So,
but you do watch it on television.
Yeah, I'd watch that in the Rocky, but it's really not. I've never seen Fast and Furious. Maybe I'll give that a try. Have you seen Tiger King yet?
I did see Tiger. I watched all seven episodes, Ian, finally. Now here's what I think about it. So I'm going to keep you on a little bit longer just to answer your question. So I put down Die Hard, which we did have written down, and you said Rocky as well.
Yeah, Rocky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this about Tiger King. I don't know what the fuss is all about.
You don't think so? See.
While, hold on. Let me explain. While I do think it's interesting, and it had my attention for seven episodes, I don't need to watch it again. I got the case of it. What was so groundbreaking about it that I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, it was crazy, but I was like,
all right.
I'll tell you why, because I live in Delaware. I just never knew that people are allowed to have tigers like in their houses. And Joe Exotic, he was just a different, so he's got the coronavirus now, but
I saw that.
Joe's not a good guy, because remember he was in court, he had no one backing him. But the only thing about Netflix, they kind of edit where he's a good guy, but he's actually a racist. If you read about him.
I saw the clip that they decided to not put it in there because they were like, it wasn't part of the story. No, that is part of the story.
It was fascinating because I didn't think you were allowed to have. What fascinated me was that they were allowed to have tigers in their houses, and then the Helen lady, she was a hypocrite, so it kind of
total hypocrite.
And then like, how did she think that was going to make her look good? Now she's ready to sue the Netflix because it makes her look like a murderer. I mean, but
well, if it happened, do you think she did it?
Oh, hell, I mean, heck yeah.
Yeah, you could have said what you, yeah, okay, absolutely, yeah.
Yes, you did it. Yeah. Now, let me get to the, I'm upset that people aren't staying in, but at the same time, it is tough to stay inside because, like, I'm getting bored just watching all these shows. I miss the sports.
I hear you, Ian. Listen, thanks for starting things off, man. I appreciate it. Tiger King, whatever. It was entertaining. I get the interest in it, with it, but I was like, all right. To Ian's point about not knowing that you can have, I've seen plenty where people have had tigers and lions and stuff as pets, and you're like, well, what is your problem? Why do you have all these, monkeys and types of things as your pet? No, I'm not doing that. And the story that goes along with the whole thing of Tiger King and Joe Exotic and Caroline and the other dude that came in late and stole the zoo from Joe Exotic. Yeah, I mean, it was interesting, but okay. All right. Was it a little more interesting because we're all stuck in the house and we had the opportunity to just run through it all? Yeah, but they are nuts. They are all nuts. All of them. All of them nuts. 610-632-0975. You can talk about Tiger King as well. Maybe you tell me I'm crazy for not thinking that it is should be as blown out as people have been talking about this whole docuseries on Netflix. 610-632-0975. Drew, we'll start with you when we get back. Jason as well. We'll get to you. Everybody else, sit tight. We'll get to you when we get back. 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon producing. I'm Devon Givens. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon producing. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you. talking about sports cancellation and where you are, because I'm of the belief, once again, that I just don't think that we see the winter teams come back, because it's going to be too much to it in order for you to get these leagues back together the way that we want them, of course. And very optimistic by the White House to say August and September for the NFL, obviously, to get underway in September, and then even to have the other sports that are available, Major League Baseball, playing in domes, playing outside, having the fans back in the building. I just don't see it. 610-632-0975. Where are you? Let's go to Drew in Westchester and give us one of your favorite franchises in terms of movies. I was watching the Fast and Furious 7 before we got here, and it made me think about, you know, what are the favorites for you as well. Drew in Westchester hanging on. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How are you, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, man. How about you?
I'm actually doing good. I'm actually watching some actual live sports entertainment tonight right now.
Oh, yeah? What are you watching?
Watching WrestleMania, man.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, dude. So it's on tonight and tomorrow. They put it into two nights. You know, they're doing it in a...
So what's it look like?
It's kind of weird without fans in the arena, I'll be honest with you.
Got you.
But it's something. I mean, it's entertainment. It's it's guys beating each other up, so.
Okay, yes. I'm looking on Twitter right now, and I see it, and I'm like, man, there's really nobody. This is how they're going to
do it? There's an announced team, and, like, I guess the cameraman. That's about it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So as far as the seasons go, I'm with you, man. I really, I think as far as basketball and hockey go, that unfortunately they're done. We just got to call it and say, look, you know, great seasons by everybody, you know, great season by everybody, you know, good job, but sorry, it's just not going to be a champion this year. And I really think we're going to have to extend that into baseball and possibly even football. I mean, it's what they're saying about this thing, and it's going to have waves maybe where we see it come back, you know, again in the fall or something. You know, that really makes me think, you know, highly about whether football is in the equation. So
right.
I'm very skeptical about anything happening this year. And if that would be the case, then my mindset would be thinking next April with the baseball season starting. I mean, that's
wow,
really
you're saying
like
2020.
Yeah, in 2021.
No, I mean 2020 is scrapped.
Oh, yeah, 2020 is scrapped, man. I mean, this year is done. I don't think anything's happening this year. Yeah, I know. Maybe it's just me being a cynic and a pessimist, but I'm just trying to be realistic, too, at the same time. Because, you know, one of the main things is, Devon, I don't want to see him giving away medical supplies and testing and personnel to go towards sporting events. I'd rather see that type of, you know, stuff go towards the people that need it. And if this thing's as bad as it is, then we know we need all the tests we can get. We need all the personnel, all the supplies, everything. And to see those things be wasted just for sports, you know, and our entertainment, then I can live without it, man. You know, I can be selfless and say, okay, you know, it's just going to be a little bit, but when it comes back, it'll just be that much better.
Yep. And I hear you, man. So what do you have for, do you have a franchise?
Favorite movie franchise of all time. I mean, I'm surprised no one's really thought that. Well, probably people thought it, but I'm big fan of the James Bond movies, man.
Oh, nice. That's
yeah, there's a lot of them. So, I mean, you know.
Now, who's your favorite Bond? Wrong.
You know what? I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I liked Pierce for a little bit, but I'm actually a Roger Moore guy. I know everyone's going to say Sean Connery, but
yeah.
I'm 43, so Sean was a little bit before my time. Not to say Roger wasn't even before my time, too, but I just kind of can relate more to Roger Moore, James Bond.
No, I hear you. What do you think about Daniel Craig before we let you go?
He's doing a good job. He wouldn't have been one of my first choices, but I could say he's done all right. I'll be curious to see how they go after him.
Yeah, it is, and you've heard so many different rumors, but I thought he's done a nice job, and we know that this one has been pushed back as well due to the coronavirus until late in the fall, and we'll see if they even release it then. So we'll see. Drew, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Bon.
You got it. James Bond movie. That's a good one. That's a very good one, and has to certainly be on the list. He said Roger Moore, the favorite Bond. Okay. That's a lot of people. Let's go to Jason in South Philly next. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, Devon? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Pretty good, man. Just getting home from work.
I appreciate you braving it out there.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I am a nurse. I am on the front lines. I do see it. And it's as bad as everyone's saying.
Wow.
Like we honestly need to. We should have taken this seriously months ago, but like it, dude, it's bad.
So if
like
you had to,
there are legitimately like teenagers, healthy people with no medical history whatsoever in their early 20s dying from this virus.
So if you had to say, being on the front line and seeing everything, your advice to everyone would be
stay home, man. Gotcha. Literally, just stay home. Go out, get your groceries that you need to get what you need to get, and stay home. I know it sucks, dude. I have watched every show on Netflix and Hulu you could possibly imagine. Like, I'm just as bored as you are, and I don't look forward to work. Like, it's not a vacation for me to get out of the house. Like, but do it for everybody that you love and care about. If you're not going
to
do it for yourself,
and not then. To get into too much detail, but what would you say your days look like when you do get to work in terms of hours? Are you there longer than normal?
Yeah, I do. No, I do 12-hour shifts.
Okay. Okay.
And we're in, obviously, like, it's only essential employees. So, like, there's policies put in place that you can't even call out sick unless you are legitimately sick with a physician's note. Like, you have to come to work. Like, everybody's depending on you.
Wow. Yeah.
So, like, I'm scheduled 12 hours, and my relief is certainly on our way. So I don't really have to stay late unless there's something going on that
gotcha.
I have to stay late for.
Yeah.
But,
and it won't be that because everything is open. The roads are open.
Yeah.
So there's that. But, we appreciate what you're doing, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I really appreciate that. But, I kind of say it collectively. We all are grateful of everybody's thank yous and appreciate it. But please do us all a favor and just stay home. And please, please, please do not misuse any protective equipment. It is at a critical supply for everyone who needs it. And we need every last thing that we can get our fingers on.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, man. To get to something a little bit more lighter. But
Yeah, absolutely. So my sports point is it's too much to tell and try to predict right now. So I think hockey and basketball are done. Baseball Agreed. And football, if I'm being realistic, maybe it'll start by the end of the calendar year 2020. But like what your last caller is saying, nobody knows how this virus is behaving yet. So we don't know how, say you get it and you recover from it. What if you get reinfected again? What does that look like? Is it going to rear its ugly head again in the fall and be another huge wave like this again and as severe? So like there's just too many unpredictable things that we don't know yet. And I think even if you're playing games without fans, just having players and whoever's essential to the team functioning together, mm-hmm. that's even too much of a risk because you don't know what they're bringing home to their families and
friends.
Because
they're bumping into each other, leaning on each other and all that stuff.
Yeah, man, we
just
don't know. We can't even say for 100% certainty how it's even being transmitted from person to person yet.
Right, so when you hear the White House say on sports leagues and this quote from Daniel Dale on Twitter, Adrian Wojnarowski retweeted it, they got to get back. They can't do this. He says they weren't designed to be shut down. This is not normal.
No, it isn't. And it is a little over optimism, but I can understand the optimism, kind of like when baseball played after 9/11. It gives that nation, you know, this is like, oh man, we can watch this. We kind of got some kind of sense of normalcy and we start to heal. I mean, I get what they're trying to do, but I think that's way too much of a risk to bring it back. Even if this thing has calmed down, you got to give it some time to see how it reacts.
Because
it can pop back up and it could be way too dangerous.
Yeah,
popping back up.
I hear you, man. Well, on your way out, Jay, once again, we appreciate everything you've been doing on the front line. We ask you since you have been watching television, your favorite one or two movie franchises.
So, yeah, I don't know if they're necessarily franchises. Number one is certainly the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
That's on our list.
Awesome books and awesome adaptations to movies.
Yeah, so we're really using it as a franchise in this case.
All right, cool. Now, this other one's weird. Two volumes. They're lengthy. In each volume is a lengthy movie, but I don't know necessarily a franchise, but definitely Kill Bill is my number two.
Nice one. Yeah, and they are long because he had to break them up. He had to break them up.
Right, and it's a continuing story.
Yep. Well, we'll put it down. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Listen, man, thanks again, Jay. Good to hear from you. Thanks for sharing the words with the people out there, our listening audience.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Let everyone know that we are grateful for everyone's thanks. Just to please stay home and stay as safe as you guys can. It's the best thing you can do for everyone.
You got it, man. Be safe out there, man.
Thank you.
You got it. Take care. Jason from South Philly. Dylan McKinnon producing. I'm Devon Givens. 610-632-0975. And what else is the NBA trying to do to kind of salvage things and to give the fans something to keep their eye on? We'll tell you what that is on the other side and continue to take your phone calls on what you feel will happen with the winter sports and certainly Major League Baseball and the NFL, and get your favorite movie franchise as well. 610-632-0975. Hanging out with you until 10 on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
.03 here on the Saturday night as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens, Dylan McKinnon producing. The weekend's programming is brought to you by BetRivers.com. Head over to BetRivers.com to play real money casino games from the comfort of your home. Blackjack, roulette, and more. Visit BetRivers.com today and have a little fun. Online casino presented by Rivers Casino Philadelphia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 610-632-0975 as we discuss the latest from the White House speaking with the four commissioners of the major sports: baseball, basketball, football, and hockey. And also on the call, as I read the story a little bit earlier, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, Major League Soccer, WNBA, WWE, the PGA Tour, LPGA, UFC, NASCAR, IndyCar, and Breeders' Cup, according to White House Pool Report. The White House also reassured Little League Baseball players that their season will resume soon. What do you say, no, Dylan? Go ahead, say it.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know. I know. But on the call as well, and during this conference call, it was also said that it was suggested by the White House that leagues working together to lobby for tax incentives that used to exist for entertainment expenses, such as the ability to deduct concessions and tickets from taxes. That will be a way for leagues to jumpstart fans' ability to return to stadiums in a difficult economy. That would be great, but once again, we have to wait and see when that will in fact happen. More from Gavin Newsom, who spoke after everything happened, where he says that, once again, he's not anticipating that happening in that state. He also pointed out that it's interesting. This is a quote from Newsom. "It's interesting. I have a lot of friends that work in Major League Baseball and in the NFL. They've been asking me. In fact, a well-known athlete just asked me, a football player, if he expects to come back. I said I would move very cautiously in that expectation," Newsom said. So this is where we'll jump into Dylan and get his thoughts before we get back to the phones and, of course, to Twitter, 610-632-0975. Dylan, you read this. We talked about it earlier today in terms of what we wanted to speak about as we came in here to start the show. You've heard everything. You've read everything. You just heard Wojnarowski. You heard from the White House. You saw Schefter and Woj's reports and some other tweets as well. What do you think about this whole thing and when they could be back, should they be back, and so on?
Yeah, I can't see NBA or NHL coming back at this point. People talk about, oh, just do it without fans. It's not just the fans who are in danger from this. I mean, we saw what happened with the Jazz, where one player got it, then players who played the Jazz started to get it, then players who played teams who played the Jazz started to get it. You can't play it. I mean, even without fans in the stadium, you can't make these players take that risk of getting this disease that could potentially kill them. It's just not going to happen. I don't know about NHL yet. I mean, NFL yet. We'll have to see what's happening in July, if there's any progress, if the disease is starting to go away. But the longer we fight it, the longer it's going to take to get back up. we just need to kind of realize that right now we can't do it. And if we try to make these steps, oh, we need to come back. We need to make these baby steps to come back. It's just going to make this last longer.
Yeah. And again, you just heard from Jason in South Philly, who's a registered nurse. He's on the front line. And he says his message would be simply, everyone, please be careful. Stay home. Just stay home. Go to the grocery store. Get the things that you need. But please just simply stay home. This is how we defeat this thing. We have to take your baby steps, as you just pointed out. And part of the baby steps that we know and reiterated by Jason, a nurse, South Philly, saying, stay home. Let's be smart about it. And let's fight this thing one day at a time and do it the right way. Just do it the right way. 610-632-0975. And your franchise, let me get yours. And we've already had some phone calls. We have 3 phone calls on this and want to get yours as well.
Oh, my favorite franchise of all time was the one Jason just mentioned, which is Lord of the Rings. Now, yeah. I'm going to specifically leave the Hobbit movies out of that.
All right, so for the people who don't know, explain that.
Well, there was a Lord of the Rings. There was original 3 movies that followed the Lord of the Rings books.
Because I don't know. Yeah. So I'm needing you to explain
this.
And
then some years down the line, they decided, okay, let's make a prequel. Let's do The Hobbit, and let's do 3 Hobbit movies. And those wouldn't. Decidedly not very good, at least in my opinion. But the Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, The Two Towers, and Return of the King, mm-hmm. 3 of my favorite movies of all time. I think it's the perfect trilogy. I think it's a better trilogy than any 3 of the Star Wars. I think it's a better trilogy than Indiana Jones. Any trilogy you bring up, I think Lord of the Rings, best one.
So for someone like me who has not watched it, had no desire to watch it, never read the books or anything of that nature, so what would be your sell for me to have to watch it if it is the better trilogy of these other ones that you just laid out?
I think as far as just like epic scenes, like if like when you think of like the most epic scenes in movie history where it's just like these big battles, mm-hmm. it has some of the best looking battles of all time where you have just these huge armies that aren't even CGI armies. They have real like people in makeup dressed as the orcs or dressed as the humans just clashing, and it's just one of, as far as mainstream movies go, it's one of the most beautiful I've ever seen. It's just such a good-looking movie, and it's just, you just get enthralled in the story.
Okay. All right. Maybe. I can't promise, yeah. But maybe. Maybe. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I really like the fact that these franchises have done very well, and I'm just curious overall to see where they are in general. 610-632-0975 and what people think. So we were also talking about what the NBA is considering doing with part of the season to keep the interest, to give fans something to look forward to, something to watch to. Last night, they introduced the players. We've seen different things where we can talk about the players playing against each other for their respective teams on that actual calendar date, that game that was supposed to be played. We've seen NBC Sports Philly run multiple games during the week with the Sixers playing against the Wizards, the Sixers playing against the Phoenix Suns, the Sixers against Minnesota, where they're simulating the games via NBA 2K20. And last night, I believe it was a 16-team tournament started last night, headlined by Kevin Durant, Trae Young, Patrick Beverley, Hassan Whiteside, Derrick Jones Jr., I believe, took down Kevin Durant in their first round matchup, if I'm not mistaken. And I didn't see any Sixers representatives, but Matisse Thybulle did play against Mikal Bridges when they took the sticks for the Phoenix Suns game last Friday. That being said, they started things last night with that one that was aired on ESPN. So ESPN, a partner of the NBA, we know about the Turner Broadcast, partners of the NBA, and they're trying to do something, right, to give everyone something to look forward to during this tough time. Well, now they have something else that they want to do, and Adrian Wojnarowski put this out a little bit earlier, like in a 5 o'clock hour, something else that they are considering. The NBA and ESPN, and we'll hear from you guys and get your thoughts, are working on televising a horse as we know, H-O-R-S-E, whoever gets the most letters, you're out. Competition involving several high-profile players, sources told ESPN. Discussions have been ongoing among the NBA, NBAPA, and ESPN about a competition among several players in isolation, presumably using home gyms that would include them competing shot for shot in the traditional playground game, sources said. Details, including a schedule and specific player involvement, are still being finalized. The NBA has been shut down, of course, since March 12th because of the coronavirus pandemic. There's no expectation, you know, the whole thing. Current NBA isolation protocols governing NBA players make it impossible for players to compete in the same location. So we know where they are, right? They tried this before during All-Star Weekend. I believe it was 2009-2010 All-Star Weekend. They tried horse. It was outside, outdoors. Kevin Durant won both times. He was still a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then they scrapped it. They didn't do it anymore because it did not generate enough buzz for them. They had to get creative again, create something else. They took that one out. We never saw it again. A lot of people were like, thank goodness, because that was terrible. It became a jump shooting contest. And for somebody like Rajon Rondo against Kevin Durant, if they want to get into a dunking match, I don't remember the rules, but Kevin Durant doing all these different types of dunks, with all due respect to Rajon Rondo, who can dunk, not quite sure he can do the same type of dunks that Kevin Durant can do. I don't like this idea. I appreciate the effort. By the way, I did speak to somebody before I came in. I have a name or two. I have the format and all that stuff, but I'm not really, I mention it because I think I have an idea of who's going to be involved in this should they push this forward, which I think they will do. And you also have to factor in that even though these guys live very good lives, right? They're very well compensated financially for their work, and we appreciate their work. A lot of the numbers get outrageous, but this is what it is. Not of all of them have home gyms. Not all of them have home gyms. We know Shaquille O'Neal has it. I cannot tell you anyone else who has them. Yes, they have outdoor gyms, especially the ones that live in these warm weather climates, Miami, Los Angeles, somewhere in the Texas area, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas. We know the weather has changed here heading into the spring, so it's getting warmer in a lot of different places, as we know. But this is not for me. I get it. I appreciate it. I love playing horse. I don't want to see this. I just don't. I don't. I appreciate it because you're going to have one player. You're going to have Ben Simmons in Philadelphia. You're going to have Spencer Dinwiddie in Brooklyn. And the great part about Zoom and ESPN and their cameras being able to, however they put this together, make this work on these different coasts and different places to have this work out. It's phenomenal. It's a great idea. I've also heard that they are working on so many different ideas. But again, because people cannot be, because of, again, the isolation protocols governing NBA players make it impossible for players to compete in the same location together. A lot of the ideas that they have are scrapped because they cannot be in the same location. So again, I appreciate this. I really do. Really do. Just don't see it happening. Dylan, what do you think? Do you want to see it? I see it happening. Do you want to see it happen? Will you watch it? Or do you want to wait until you get more information to say that, you know, you'll take a peek at it?
I could see myself maybe checking in on it just to see what it's like, but I... I can't imagine it being something where, like, oh, I'm involved in, like, I'm watching every single time it comes on. It's probably something I'll put on for 30 minutes and then get bored of.
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried all that other stuff they've been doing. Where they've had MLB players playing the show or NBA players playing Call of Duty. I checked in on all of it, but it just loses my interest really quickly because, I mean, it's not really... I understand why they're doing it. They're trying to fill the void. They're trying to do anything to recoup something and get some eyes on what they're doing, but I just don't think there's a real answer to that. I don't think there's anything you can do to really replace what people want, which is to watch games, which can't happen right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't see myself in it. And normally with stuff like this is great, we'd be like, all right, who you want to see? It's tough for us because we don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. But are there players that could maybe turn you and say, I would like to see this because so-and-so is involved, right? I don't want to see Kevin Durant do it. Here's why I don't want to see Kevin Durant do it and defend his title. While he has been playing, pickup, working out, rehabbing that Achilles, and we've seen video before everything shut down, I don't want him maybe possibly re-injuring himself because he decided he wanted to be competitive and go out there and do this. Maybe they'll say, hey, Kevin, just shoot jump shots, just shoot threes. Will the Brooklyn Nets get involved and say, hey, Kevin, maybe this is not such a good idea. We don't want to, we don't want to see this. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want to see it. If you guys, this is what we're going to come to. Until they officially shut things down, this is what we're going to get. We're going to get these types of ideas, which are good ideas. But at the end of the day, for me, it's not enough. I want more. And they cannot give me more right now. They cannot give me more, so I don't want to see this. 610-632-0975. Do you guys want to see a game of horse between the NBA players at their isolated places, at their home, I'm guessing? Do you want to see them out there doing this? Do you want to see them out there playing a game of horse? Will you watch? Will you watch? Because I'm out. I am so far out on this. I didn't watch it last night when they did the NBA 2K20. You did what, like the Call of Duty stuff, and Ben Simmons is apparently really, really good at this. I cannot do it. I know NBA players have been they've been doing this before all of this shutdown and the pandemic and the isolation. They've been doing this where they'll put out their game handle, right, whatever it is, and invite people to play them, and everyone gets to throw out of that, knocking people off and all of that cool stuff. But they simply, I mean, I don't, it's a great thing, and you can watch these players do this, and it's great to have the fans involved with the NBA players. I don't want to see a game, of course. That's going to do nothing for me. We might be able to come up with a better product of figuring out how to play horse on the radio and involve the callers. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. 610-632-0975. And last night, I think I said Kevin Durant. I believe he fell to Derrick Jones Jr. He did fall to Derrick Jones Jr. Derrick Jones Jr., the slam dunk champion, he was the Milwaukee Bucks. Kevin Durant was the Los Angeles Clippers. And Derrick Jones Jr. knocked off Kevin Durant in their first round matchup in NBA 2K20 last night, televised on ESPN. It started with a bang on Friday, apparently, according to ESPN, as they wrote this little story here. Derrick Jones upset the number 16 seed, by the way. Derrick Jones Jr. upset number one seed Kevin Durant 78-62 to lead off the evening. And oh, man. So, and Evan Turner had a great one on Twitter. He said, Kevin, you know damn well you can't play these 90 babies in video games. Every kid born after 90 is a top chef. You can't beat them. You cannot beat them. I don't even play video games anymore, but I did think about it. I was like, you know what? I might have to bust out the sticks. And when I have my downtime, just play some games as well. Because sometimes you might just simply back off and, you know, from movies and decide you want to go do something else. You might. Yeah, that's just how it goes. And by the way, Trae Young, he faced off with Sacramento Kings forward Harrison Barnes and rocked him by 40, 42, 101-59. Again, to Evan Turner's point, you cannot play these guys in these games because you cannot stick with them. You cannot. The tournament will resume on Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN2 as part of ESPN Esports Day. which will also feature gameplay of Madden NFL 20, Formula One, Rocket League, and Apex Legends. Dylan, any interest in those? Probably Madden. Maybe. No? Nah. Eh. All right, cool. The matchups for the NBA games on Sunday will be Domantas Sabonis versus Montrezl Harrell, Donovan Mitchell against Rui Hachimura, Devin Booker versus Michael Porter Jr., and Andre Drummond against DeMarcus Cousins. 610-632-0975. We will still take your thoughts on the whether you believe winter sports will return and your best franchise movies out there since you're at home watching everything. Everything. You're all watching everything. 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon. He's on the mic behind the glass. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
828-97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you. Dylan McKinnon producing. 610-632-0975. Let me tell you about the Health Heroes. We had one on. This is my nomination. We had one on earlier. Jason from South Philly. During this global pandemic, many of us are fortunate enough to stay home and out of harm's way. However, there are those on the front lines who help keep our community a safer place day in and day out. And once again, Jason in South Philly. They are doctors, nurses, educators, custodians. They are our health heroes. Is there a health hero in your life that you would like us to recognize? We recognize Jason in South Philly. Go to 975thefanatic.com right now to nominate the health hero you would like us to highlight. Check out our webpage, our social media pages, and listen on air every day to see if your health hero will be highlighted. Every health hero we highlight will receive a $50 Dunkin' gift card. We are all in this together. And we thank them all. We thanked Jason from South Philly when he was on with us a little bit earlier. And we really appreciate everything that everyone is doing, everything possible that they are doing on the front lines overall during this tough times that during these tough times that we all have. 610-632-0975. Let me check out some of these tweets as well. Road to Victory 39 says, I take a checkers tournament at this point. Anything competitive. That's hilarious. I hear you, but I'm not that desperate. Clark X33, no sports for the rest of the year. As much as I miss sports, no horse, no house horse either. I can handle the 2K basketball, but house horse? Nah, I agree. That's hilarious. Let me see what else we have. Let me see what else we have. Good. No, zero interest. Nope. There will be no sports until next baseball season, at least. So, not a lot of optimistic people out there. Really not a lot of optimistic people. By the way, we talked about this last night a lot. The three Hall of Famers were announced. Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, and Kobe Bryant. And I mean, I look at it. We did this last night. It's tough just because of Kobe Bryant. Yeah, right. Dylan not being here last night. We had a great talk last night about who you would start your franchise with and all that. And I just listened to a video of Vanessa Bryant with Natalia Bryant, his oldest daughter, right? Their oldest child. And it's just tough watching it, them sit there and all of that. And well-deserved, Kobe Bryant being in there. Last night we had a great discussion of who would you start your franchise with. Kobe Bryant pulled away from Tim Duncan at the end and starting the franchise. That was my vote. That was Tyler's vote as well. We'll hear from Dylan just to get your thoughts on what we were doing last night. But Kevin Garnett had one vote. So that just goes to show the separation between Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, and Kevin Garnett and this whole thing. But, I mean, listen, it's a great honor, of course. He's a local guy. You stand up and you represent it, and it's always great to see it. We had a great time talking about it. But definitely Kobe Bryant. Dill, where were you on that? If you had to start your franchise with one of these three guys that were inducted officially today, who would be your franchise starter?
I'm leaning Kobe Bryant just because I feel like he can control a floor more than Tim Duncan can. Tim mm-hmm. Duncan's not going to be the guy who can take the ball up and down the court mm-hmm. every single time. I mean, Tim Duncan, it's close between those two. They're two probably top 10 players we're talking. I mean, you have Tim Duncan, who's one of the best at his position of all time, and Kobe Bryant, who, I mean, he's not the best at his position because he shares a position with Michael Jordan, but it's close. He's up there. It was one of the best shooting guards of all time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm thinking Kobe, though, just because I think Kobe does a bit more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd take either.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's where I am, man. And, that's where I am. And it is tough. It is tough to see this because we're going to start to see even more things. They had a great photo of Kevin Garnett and Kobe Bryant when they were in an All-Star game together. And this was when they were still wearing their uniforms in the All-Star game. So it was great. Like the Lakers and the Timberwolves, instead of making up the uniforms where everyone is wearing the same thing. I just thought it was a cool photo. As much as I can't stand Kevin Garnett, I recognize his greatness and that he is a Hall of Famer. And that photo was just a tremendous photo, you know, that we have here. And it was tough to see them. But it'll be a great, great honor for him to get there. I'm sure it'll be a great ceremony whenever they're able to do it. We know September is normally the time where they have the induction ceremony in Springfield, Massachusetts. And that will not take place, at least I don't think, in September. At some point, they will have it. They will be recognized as such. And I can't wait to see, because I believe Vanessa Bryant will be the one standing up there making the speech for her husband. And I still say Shaq and Michael Jordan would be his two presenters. But I also believe, as I think it was Brian in Plymouth Meeting said last night, or no, it was Jasper Lucas. Jasper, Jay Gridlock on Twitter said, Jerry West is also someone who would be a candidate. And you're absolutely right. Yep, absolutely right. So 610-632-0975, and let me get you, Dylan, to say some other of these movies, since just to let people know that's what we were also doing. You said Star Wars and Indiana Jones. We'll take that one off, but you already said that. Mission Impossible. They're on like Mission Impossible 36. That's how many of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, and they're not numbered, so it's hard to keep track.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good one. What do you think about that one?
I like the Mission Impossible movies. They're fun. It's not the type of thing where I think, oh, this is one of my favorite of all time, but it's... I see every Mission Impossible movie, because, I mean, my personal opinions of Tom Cruise aside, he's great in those movies, and the fact that he's 50-something and still doing his own stunts and still hanging off airplanes and climbing up buildings, he's absolutely insane, but it makes for a great film.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give another one that I have written down. Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon with Danny Glover. And again, all weird stuff aside, we know how great Mel Gibson is in these movies with Danny Glover and Mel Gibson.
Yeah, classic buddy cop type thing. They kind of invented the dynamic of
Actually, the buddy cop was invented Trading Places. Sorry. 48 Hours with Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can even go like later before that, but the one that really smacked hard was, you know, 48 Hours, when you had to get the ex-con and Eddie Murphy and, you know, get him out in the movies, right? And go out there and do his thing. It was that movie for me that I thought that really started things off, when you look at what Eddie Murphy as Reggie Hammond and Jack Cates, Nick Nolte, their characters, is the buddy cop, if you will. And, you know, it worked out. It worked out great. But then you had a bunch of them, as you just pointed out, with Lethal Weapon being one of them. And then you have so many others that follow suit, Lethal Weapon being one of them.
Speaking of Eddie Murphy and cop movies, I mean, we brought this up before the show, Beverly Hills Cop.
Absolutely.
I mean,
Is
there four or three of them?
It's definitely three.
I know there's three. I don't know if there's a four.
Let me see. Beverly Hills Cop. I want to say three.
The first
one. Because the fourth one just doesn't count.
The first one was one of the better cop movies of all time and one of the better Eddie Murphy movies of all time. And it's just Eddie Murphy at his best.
Yeah.
I can't quite remember what the plots of the two, three, and if there is a fourth.
Yeah, it's three, but fourth is dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fourth one was like I think there was one. It was supposed to be they were talking about being a fourth one with like his son taking over.
Yeah, that never works out when it's like the handing of the torch. Those types of movies. They tried that with Indiana Jones 4 and it didn't work.
Yeah. No, I'm out. And it was supposed to be set up at Netflix, apparently. So, no. You just leave it alone. Don't bring anybody else into it. Don't bring anybody else into it. Just let Eddie do what Eddie does and, you know, just have at it that way. 610-632-0975 is certainly one of my favorites. Eddie Murphy, give one more before we go to break for you.
Well, one that's kind of in the mainstream, the Marvel movies, specifically the Avengers ones. I mean, that's, at this point, it's probably the most profitable franchise of all time.
And that branches out because they have so many different movies, whether it's the Iron Man or the Incredible Hulk, Captain America.
There's franchises within the franchise. The
franchises within the franchise. That umbrella is so big, you know, underneath. With all of that, it's amazing.
And you talked about starting first, what type of movies are must-watch for a lot of people. That's the must-watch movies. People don't go to other movies because they're saving up. Like, oh, I can only go to so many movies a year, and I got to save it up for when Avengers comes out or whatever next Marvel movie's coming out. They say, okay, that's what I'm spending my theater budget on this year, is the Marvel movie.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely, man. 610-632-0975. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get into something Sixers-related, but it is involved, of course, with the coronavirus and everything that's going on with it. We'll definitely get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. It's really about Joel Embiid, and I'll explain that once again in the 9 o'clock hour. But 610-632-0975. Overall, your thoughts on leagues coming back, NHL, NBA? I don't think so. There seems to be some optimism out there. We played a cut from Brian Windhorst that says now that the NBA is a little bit, you know, a little less optimistic at this point. And now they're even trying to incorporate a horse matchup between NBA players. And I might have a guest set up for Monday already, especially with the NCAA National Championship game set for Monday, of course, at this time, but unfortunately, due to everything, is not going to happen. So I think I have a guest already locked up for that. I want to talk a little bit about some things in the past. And we still take your phone calls on if you believe leagues will come back. The fact that the horse thing is there, would you want to be involved in the horse games that they may air? And we'll take your phone calls on best movie franchises out there. I was watching Fast Furious 7 before I came in, and I'm like, man, I can't believe I just said 7. They have this many movies. Then you have Hobbs and Shaw after, I think it was 8. Now you have 9 that was supposed to be released this year, but with the COVID-19 taking over, that has been pushed possibly to next year for a spring release. What were you about to say?
I was thinking another franchise. That just keeps going on and on, and now Chris Rock's even bringing it back as the Saw franchise. The Saw franchise, because now
he's in that.
He's supposed to, he has a movie that's not Saw, whatever, but it's Spiral, and it's based off Saw.
Is it going
to
be a comedy?
I don't think, it didn't look like one. There's a trailer. It came out, it's supposed to come out in May. It's not going to happen now, but
okay.
It's another big franchise. It used to be the Halloween franchise.
I think I saw one, and I was disinterested. I wasn't interested in
it. It's not one of my favorite ones.
And I'm not afraid of scary movies. I just was like, all right, this is not.
It's not really scary. It's more just
the one that's crazy.
Gore.
What's the one that they lock down the town and you can go nuts and killing people?
What's it called?
The Purge.
Purge.
That's crazy. Now, I wasn't afraid of it or anything, but I'm like, Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, I think they're on five now, too.
Not that I want to see that happen. Thanks. Thank you. 610-632-0975. Scotty, we'll get to you when we get back. We'll take your phone calls. We'll get into the tweets as well. 610-632-0975. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
I like that. 847 97.5 The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. 610-632-0975. NBA showing a video, a game in which McGrady and Gilbert Arenas. Remember when Gilbert Arenas was the thing? Gilbert Arenas was ahead of his time because he was doing stuff. Again, I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock tonight on the Saturday night. Gilbert Arenas was doing the stuff that they're doing right now. Doing this stuff right now back then when he was with the Washington Wizards. No Chill Gil would light things up. And they're showing one right now between he and McGrady on ESPN. Oh, no, on NBA, the NBA a Twitter account. Yes, that's what they're doing. So it's pretty cool. 610-632-0975. We're asking for your favorite franchise. Favorite franchise, movie franchise out there, because I happened to be watching at the time, right before we got in here, I was watching the Fast and Furious 7. Great movie, of course. Great movie. And it was just fun. It was fun overall to enjoy that one more time. And it gets sad, of course, because of Paul Walker, the character, Brian. We know what happens in real life when he had the accident and unfortunately passes away. But good movie. And the way that they've been able to carry that thing on and do so many different things with that franchise. Dale, you were saying just going from what they were initially to turning into all these other things, when now they're just doing heists and jumping cars from three buildings, right? All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it started out as a movie about boosting and racing cars, and eventually they're getting chased by submarines and cars. They're driving cars up buildings, they're driving cars off helicopters.
Yep.
And then they're fighting, and then you get to Hobbs and Shaw where they're fighting a super soldier.
Yeah.
It's just, I think the crazier the movies have gotten and the more detached from reality they've gotten, the more I've liked them.
Yeah.
I didn't like the first movies as much, but once they started getting just crazy and off the wall, they start becoming fun.
You know, it's crazy because the first one was good. It was good, right? You're like, all right, this is cool. All right, they can make a two and then they'll probably be done, maybe extended to three. But then they just kept moving. They just kept rolling. And as they kept rolling, as you said, they got a little bit more interesting and they got a little bit better. And now you see The Rock in it. Then you see Jason Statham in it, who is one of my personal favorites, Jason Statham. Not that the Transporter belongs on this franchise list, but Jason Statham is the man. Now they have Ryan Reynolds, Kevin Hart, Helen Mirren, Kurt Russell in the Hobbs and Shaw, right? So it's a great thing. And then, by the way, I click on Twitter and see NCAA March Madness, their Twitter account is doing a Final Four ranking of a seeding. Number two, Chris Jenkins' buzzer beater to win the national championship in 2016 versus Illinois relentless late game comeback versus Arizona in 2005. Great stuff. Great stuff. 610-632-0975. And as great as that was, that comeback, they actually, Illinois, because you can vote and you have 3 hours left. Illinois comeback, that was the great team with Luther Head, D. Brown, not Boston Celtics D. Brown, the other D. Brown, who had a little career in the NBA, and Deron Williams. And Deron Williams wasn't even a star of that team. It was really D. Brown, then Deron Williams, and Luther Head. And that one is leading 52% to 48%. Listen, I understand my biasness with the Villanova squad, but with all due respect, I mean, that comeback was great, but Chris Jenkins' shot was, that's legendary right there. That's legendary status. It's losing right now. 15,000, almost 16,000 votes in Illinois' comeback, 52-48. Villanova's hated nationwide. Let's go to Scotty in Barrington next on the Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Not too much, brother. D, just listening to you keep me company while I'm toward the bus getting off here, shot right over here.
Oh, man, again, and just to let people know, Scotty, you do work in the medical field as well, and you are out there in the front lines, and we appreciate it, man.
No doubt. Like I said, it's been a little crazy to shop right here, but me and my coworkers are pulling through at the supermarket and doing what we can. You know, you get a couple people that get a little uptight, you know, and whatnot. But, you know, we all have to work together in the social distancing, brother D. I can't preach. I'm going to get to my sports thing.
Stress it.
Please,
stress
especially
it.
People over here in New Jersey, because it's at a high level. Please, 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 the social distancing. I think a lot of people are fed up with this, but we all just have to participate, brother. I don't mean to preach, but just please, and just that, man. And let's just knock this out, brother D. Let's get on to something more and bigger and better, brother D. You would say at old school, Gilbert Arenas going off. I'm gonna add an old school player who used to go off too. I'm gonna see if you agree with it, Cedric Ceballos.
All right, well, I identify going off because he was not on the level of Gilbert Arenas.
Okay.
Yeah, he was good. He was good, but Gilbert, you know, he.
Oh yeah,
Gil was. He was tough, man. He was a tough cover.
Definitely. But I don't know, for some reason I just thought of Cedric Ceballos, that Phoenix Suns team.
Yeah, he was a good player, and it's funny because somebody sent me a clip of something yesterday where they were in Space Jam. Cedric Ceballos was actually in Space Jam.
I'm gonna make it short and sweet, brother D, so you get to the other callers. Once again, thanks for taking my call, man. Love you, and I hope we can see each other in August, man.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I understand.
But I'm gonna say Friday, man. Me and my lady was watching.
I had it written down.
It was all the floor, man, the other night.
All right, now tell me this. Which one were y'all watching? The original?
Yeah, we was watching the original one.
Which one is the best?
No offense to Mike Epps and all the other ones, but I would say with Chris Tucker, man, and Ice Cube, man.
I disagree. It's a classic. It's legendary because it was the first one. I actually think Friday after and we've gotten into arguments with many people on the phones about this. Friday after, and Twitter, Friday after next for me is the best one.
Okay.
Yeah, it was around Christmas time. That's the one where they were living together and they worked in the shopping center.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with Holy Moly Donut Shop. It was classic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, if I might say, Brother D, me and my lady, we saw on Facebook, I think, you know, of course, respect to Mr. John Weatherstone, God rest his soul, but I don't know if it was going to be a sequel or not, but I know Ice Cube said they was going to maybe think about that with you know, with him passing.
And it was interesting. They would probably keep it going, but what they were trying to also do was still trying to convince Chris Tucker to come back.
I wish he would, man. I just thought about Chris Tucker. No disrespect to Mike Epps, man. But my part was, you know, when he was like, what you doing, trying to do, man? Build a clubhouse? Just
his snippets, man.
And when he was
up
there,
he
said, hey,
Smokey,
take it. You know what?
Yeah, that's a classic.
I hope they do convince him to come back, Brother D. But that's all I have tonight, Brother D. Let's get home to my baby and give her some chicken noodle soup. She's got
I hope she
allergies.
Feels better, man. Appreciate it, Scott. You be safe, man.
You and your family, man.
You too.
Right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975.
Ice Cube has a few franchises under his belt. He has Friday, he has Barbershop, and also he was in the Jump Street movies.
Yeah, he was in that. They have two, though, Jump Streets, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a franchise.
Yeah.
But Ice Cube has a nice collection of some really good franchises. Yeah. I mean, Friday's great, the Barbershop movies are great, and I really love the Jump Street movies, specifically Ice Cube in the Jump Street movies.
Yeah, as the police chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Channing Tatum
and Jonah Hill. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty. I like those. And he was crazy, especially when that was the second one was when his daughter started dating Channing Tatum, right? Or no, Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonah Hill was dating Ice Cube's daughter, and Ice Cube just throws a fit.
Yeah, he was losing his mind. 610-632-0975. But it is always controversial when I say that I like Friday After Next over Friday. Not that I don't like Friday. I love Friday. I just have sometimes number twos are better than the first ones, or the third one is better than, you know, the sequel is better than the first one. It's okay. You try to keep up. if not be better because of the standard that you set with that first movie. 610-632-0975. I'll throw it out there what I wanted to talk about with the Sixers and Joel Embiid in particular on the other side. We'll get Kevin when we get back to start things off. 25 minutes commercial free. Dylan McKenna's producing. We're asking for your best franchise and with the movies. I was watching Fast and Furious 7. It's tremendous. They're going on number 9. Well, actually like number 10 because of Hobbs and Shaw. What's your one or two favorite movie franchises? 610-632-0975. Kevin, you're first when we get back here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
.901 broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens, Dylan McKinnon producing with you until 10 here on this Saturday night. 610-632-0975. As we get ready to get to the phones with Kevin to start things off for us here in this segment, again, 25 minutes commercial free if you guys want to jump on in. 610-632-0975. I was looking at something from the 2nd, April 2nd, 2 days ago, Shams Charania. Al Horford donated $500,000 to aid coronavirus pandemic in his home country of the Dominican Republic, as well as each U.S. region in which he has played basketball. Michigan, Gainesville, Florida, Atlanta, Boston, and Philadelphia. Great work by him. Great nomination by him donation to do that for those cities here and, of course, his home country of the Dominican Republic. And you also have where the Philadelphia 76ers, after they jumped off of the mess that they had to clean up the mess that they made with the problem, right, that they had with they tried to take the 20% from the employees. Joel Embiid, the $500,000 donation that he donated to coronavirus relief and helping team workers, temporarily reducing their salary during the pandemic, he helped out in that way. And since then, the Philadelphia 76ers have done a very nice job, as we know, right? Very nice job, as we know. Then they went on to follow up by adding some help with supplies that everyone needs overall, to from PPE, right? The personal protective equipment that people need to go out there and do those types of things. That is David Blitzer and Josh Harris, of course, jumping in and helping out in that way. Joel Embiid doing that. And a lot of people, I remember the story that someone, I can't remember who wrote the story, but it was in the Inquirer, and they were speaking about how Joel Embiid doing this kind of, it might have been David Murphy, kind of trumps and steps on the toes of the Philadelphia 76ers ownership group. It was either David Murphy or Bob Ford. It was one. I can't remember who wrote it. Sorry. I apologize. And I'm saying all these names because I wanted to say the right one since I'm running through it. Marcus Hayes. I don't know who wrote it. But they were talking about that. And him doing that, Embiid, he can be immature. He can be all the things that we talk about. And most of the time, we are right because we see what we see. We watch how he goes about his business. And last night when we were talking about potential Hall of Famers, the talent is there. Someone mentioned Joel Embiid as a nominee, as an active player who potentially could be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. And they were right, because the talent is there. The health is a concern. And the second thing is the immaturity. Is it going to get in the way of him being the successful player that we know that he can be? Well, when you do something like that and donating the money, jumping in with the ownership group and helping out with supplies upon supplies upon supplies upon supplies, right? That type of thing. It makes you look at Joel Embiid and say, all right, is he finally starting to get it? You think about what happened after the game 7, the 4 bouncer and him crying and devastated by the loss. So frustrated. Saying he was going to come back this season and be that guy. Then the fight with Karl Anthony Towns turned a lot of people off. I like the fact that they showed a little bit of toughness. It was a little bit different. Karl Anthony Towns announces that his family, mother and father, both have tested positive for the coronavirus. So his mother did. Dad was ill from something else. Please, of course, he was asking for prayers for his family. Joel Embiid, again, no jokes, just all kidding aside at this point, saying, listen, we're all in this, good luck to you, brother, and all that stuff. You see these types of things. And I was just wondering, just out loud, wondering out loud, of course, with a lot of people looking at what Joel Embiid does and how he acts and the immaturity a lot of times from him, does something like this, donating that $500,000, stepping up with the organization and trying to help out as best as possible, where the Sixers were donating funds to purchase 10,000 Chromebooks for School District of Philadelphia students, right? Jumping in and helping out as best as he can as the franchise leader. Does it make you look at him a little bit different when you know the things that you look at him that are negative, but then you see things like this and it kind of makes you take a step back and say, this guy gets it and he's stepping up. Dylan had a point about him already being this type of guy. He's not really surprised by it. This seems to be the guy that he is. He's not, that's who he is. I mean, I just, this may help his overall image with what he is doing to help out people during this time of need in a crisis situation where he is stepping up and putting his money where his mouth is. He's not saying much. He's just going out there and doing it. And that is fantastic when you see someone like Joel Embiid do it. So I know it's a little bit late and it's something that I just wanted to bring up, because when you see all these names and people donating all of this stuff, it's great to see your guy stepping up in that way and helping out when people need it the most, like the workers did when it was presumably being taken away from them from the Sixers organization. And it was a great gesture by him, great follow-up with helping out in other ways as well, with the masks, the PPE for the people who need it, and now the Chromebooks that we know being donated as well by the 76ers money to help out with the Chromebooks. I just wonder if it, at least before they hit the floor again, does it make you look at Joel Embiid a little bit differently, in a different light, whether you liked him before, didn't like him, but maybe it changed your mind a little bit on how you feel about your star player, your franchise player. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. Kevin in PA joining us next on the Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm just curious to thoughts on some of the sports betting.
Yes, please.
I bet on all the Philly teams in the beginning of the year every season to win the championship. My assumption is if Sixers and Flyers, they don't finish their seasons, that those would be void bets. But curious if they do put together some sort of playoff championship later in the summer. Do you think those bets would be valid, or is that something that would be kind of a new bet kind of thing?
Yeah, it's hard to say, man, right? It's hard to predict something like that, Kev, isn't it? I mean, just because of how unprecedented this is and how they would go about things, I have no idea. No idea. We're all guessing at this point.
I know. We were getting pretty excited how the Flyers were playing. I bet them in November in Vegas, and it was pretty good odds back then.
Yeah, you were looking pretty good on that trajectory of looking really, really good with that bet and taking a jump, of course, on your hometown team. But as they were playing one of the hottest teams in the National Hockey League, it is tough, of course, that you might miss out on that one because of it. I hope they honor it in some way, somehow, allow it to maybe stretch over to the next season if you felt like that's what you wanted to do. I don't know.
I want to give a shout out to two movie franchises.
Please.
Avengers, a favorite of the family, and the other one, Harry Potter.
Yeah, and we had those written down. So for those, let me see. Let me ask you about this one. Harry Potter. Why Harry Potter?
Well, my daughter was growing up she's 17 now. The whole family kind of got into the series, and then we'd go out to Universal every year, and it kept updating the Harry Potter section and that.
Okay.
So it's a family favorite.
Okay, yeah. All right, got it. And I've never watched it, so I haven't seen it. And I hear you, but I know it's one of the biggest franchises out there, Kev. Appreciate the phone call, man. You guys, you and the family, stay safe out there. Once again, appreciate it. You got it. 610-632-0975. Harry Potter deal.
It's not something I personally love a lot, but I did like it as a kid. But what I will say is he made a good point. It's great for families. If you want to be able to share something with your kid, it's one of the better family franchises. It's something there is a lot there for adults and for kids. It's not something that I'm particularly wowed about, but I get why it's such a big thing.
Why this? You are maybe, you know, not as much on in on, but the Lord of the Rings are. What differs that you lock in on that one?
I think more to the point in Lord of the Rings, it doesn't mess around with. I mean, Harry Potter stretched over such a longer period of time. There's a lot more stuff that's just kind of filler, where Lord of the Rings is just, I feel like a lot of it's just getting straight to the action and straight to the big character stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just was drawn more to Lord of the Rings than Harry Potter.
All right, fair enough. 610-632-0975 and watching this thing on at NBA, the NBA Twitter account with Gilbert Arenas and Tracy McGrady dueling in this game, Magic versus Wizards. Tracy McGrady, by the way, was good. That's why he's a Hall of Famer. And we laid out his numbers last night when we were speaking about some of these other players that could potentially make it into the Hall of Fame once their careers are done. Tracy McGrady, man, that dude was tough. Ron in media joining us next on The Fanatic. What's up, Ron?
How you doing, Devon?
I'm doing all right, man. How about yourself?
I'm okay, man. Just getting by, you know.
No question. No question. Be safe, man.
Oh, I am. I got a 5-year-old I got to take care of.
Absolutely, man. Make sure the 5-year-old is busy.
Yeah, he's good. I got the winning number one franchise.
Okay.
James Bond, 007.
Yeah, you're the second one to give that. Well, who's your favorite actor as James Bond?
Roger Moore.
And the call that we had earlier also said Roger Moore.
Yeah, I've seen every last one.
Why is it so appealing to you?
The action, the sexuality, the appeal, the different characters. You know, where you got the good and the evil, and then the good is always winning, you know? Good is always triumphing over evil.
Right. Just the sexuality part, it's interesting because they always find a way, right? They always find a way to cast a beautiful woman in that. And I think the next one, if I'm not mistaken, in the next movie, I think Ana de Armas, who I'm a huge fan of, by the way, Ana de Armas, if you haven't seen her, she's in like Knives Out. She was in that one. She was in, wasn't she the wife of Miles Teller in War Dogs? I want to say she was wife of Miles Teller in War Dogs as well. She's beautiful, but they always find a way, Ron. They always find a way.
Yeah, it's Bond. He gets the bad guy, and he always gets the girl.
He always gets the girl, man. What are your thoughts on the cancellations, possibly, of our major sports?
Safety is always first. That's why we it's supposed to be. But in reality, a lot of people's mind is on money. But we need to switch that to safety and love and caring instead of focusing on the money aspect.
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you, man. And that's where we get into these things where too many times we look at things and it is that, man, where the money, the financial aspect of it comes into play far too often.
And, you know, I try to, I talk to my better half, you know, I tell her, you know, it's not always about how much money you can make, you know, and you can only stress so far. You can only do but so much. But if you have faith and then you have your works, it always comes. You know, God always makes a way for us to provide and do what we need to do.
And let's hope, let's keep that same mindset, man. Keep that same feeling going, and hopefully we get through all of this together, man. Thanks so much.
I got one more quick topic. Princess, man, we ain't gonna be able to get to it. I was so
what's this?
Pumped up about going to Fan Fest again this summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
wow.
Fan Fest is always a great time, Ron, and Scotty from Barrington, he called in about it earlier. We always look forward to that in August. Right now, it's an unpredictable thing for us, and if I feel the way I feel about the major sports and getting together in that way, I mean, I can't speak for our station and all, but I just know if that is what it's going to be, we're going to monitor things the right way, Ron. Thanks so much, man, for the call. Monitor things the right way and make a decision accordingly based on something like that. And we would all need that. We would all, if we were able to get back together, we would all need that big get together, that big party to kind of celebrate together. It would have a different meaning to it, right, Dill? If we had FanFest 2020 at our next location, whatever it might be, the meaning would be different with all of us able to just get back together.
Is it possible to do FanFest over Zoom? Did you find a video conference FanFest?
That's a lot of people, right? That's a lot of people. I don't know, but that's a great call by you. Definitely a great call by you, man. 610-632-0975. That's Dylan McKinnon. I'm Devon Givens. We are with you until 10 o'clock here on this Saturday night, talking about possible sports cancellations, as we heard from Brian Windhorst of ESPN in a cut where he said not as optimistic as he once was. And the same for the leagues, the league, NBA, feeling that way. A conference call with the White House and the four commissioners of the major sports, Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, National Football League, and the National Hockey League, and many other leagues as well, also representatives on the conference call, where some contingency plans are still in place, but they're thinking about the White House potentially having, hopefully, everyone back by August, September, back in the swing of things, back in the arenas, back in the stadiums. And guys, I too want to see sports back. I want to see basketball have their playoff. I wanted to see the National Hockey League, the Flyers playing as well as they were, back in the postseason and making a run for the cup. I'm just not as optimistic as everyone else is. And I just don't see it happening. And we were asking everyone, you guys, where you stood. Were you also feeling the same way, where you just don't see it happening? Or do you? Am I wrong and you do see it coming back? Are they handling things the right way to look at August and September as a target month as best as they can? Best as they can for these to come back into play. Because I just don't see it. I don't. And speaking of Dylan McKinnon, he does not see it as well. I'll allow him to speak for himself. I'm not going to speak for Dylan. He can say what he needs to, but I just don't see it. I just don't see it. 610-632-0975. And I've been saying it after week one. When you start to take note of everything that is coming out, all of the press conferences, all of the things with Dr. Fauci and different doctors out there giving their thoughts on what could happen, and watching what's going on in China, and then seeing how things in Italy are playing out, how can we sit there, or at least for me, how can I sit there and say, man, I can't wait to get back in the center for the playoffs? Well, number one, I don't think they were going back in the center for the playoffs. Or if we were, there were going to be no fans. There were going to be no fans in the building. And that's hard enough right there. That's hard enough right there. The players adapting to that. How is it going to happen? Then you get the bubble theory, where they could potentially have everybody, like the Chinese Basketball Association, where they felt maybe they could be in a bubble and all of that, where you isolate the players and you just have the team staying in one area, playing in one arena. Let's say if it's in Las Vegas, like they were mentioning, the Thomas and Mack Center that everyone knows about, where UNLV plays their games during the season. That's where also the Summer League, the NBA Summer League, takes place in July. And the Cox Arena, whatever one it is, out there in Las Vegas, where the other games are going on, if they're playing at the same time, the Cox Center or the Thomas and Mack Center, two different places. Maybe they do it like that. It's still difficult. Yes, they have the hotels. They can do that. But now you got to go make sure you do a clean sweep of the hotels to make sure they run through, and the cleaning crews do a great job in every place. Then you got the testing things that have to go through. Are you going to test everybody multiple times a day? All of that stuff. Guys, can you really ask them to stay in? They're in Las Vegas, for goodness sake. If it's back and running a little bit, they're going to want to get out. They're going to want to go out. Are they going to sneak out? I mean, are you going to have people watching the front doors, security where they can't get out. They can maybe only roam the rest of the hotel to kind of get out of their room so they don't have cabin fever. I think there's too much. National Hockey League. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't heard anything from them. Not one thing from them. Outside of the initial statement that was made by Gary Bettman to shut things down after the NBA did the first shutdown cancellation that night. And then, of course, the next day, where finally on the 12th, where everything was shut down. So I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm not trying to be a pessimist. I'm not that guy by nature. I'm an optimist by nature. I just don't see a way that they can find it. I just don't see a way where they can make it happen. Unfortunately, you guys know I'm just as much as a big sports fan as you. I just do not see a way where this could be something that will play out the way we all want it to in order for them to go out there and give us the product that we want, put that product on the floor, put that product on television. We will watch it, but at some point, it's inevitable. I'm guessing that people would just be fed up and frustrated and be like, I can't do this. This is not the game that I love. And unfortunately, this is not the time that we're accustomed to. It's the game that we love, but it's not the game that we are accustomed to watching. Getting that enjoyment from TV, getting that enjoyment from the building, it's not the same. I don't know. We just talked about, we had a caller saying that they were watching the WWE, which is still going on. Maybe it was Drew from Westchester. But he said it's different with no fans in the building. Different. You have the camera crew, the referee, the participants in the wrestling match, a ringside person, your group, right? Your team? Maybe. I didn't even see that on the highlights. How do you get it done? I just don't see how they get it done. I think this is what we are. This is what we're going to have. So when I say I'm being pessimistic about things right now, I haven't gone as far as others. Like we had a caller early say, they don't think that we're going to see anything until April 2021. I wasn't even going that far. Okay? I wasn't going that far. But they might be right. They might be right. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Because this is going to take some time, and it's necessary for it to take time in order for it to get done the right way, in order for us to get back to our normalcy. The shutdown has to be what the shutdown is. We heard from Jason in South Philly, Scotty and Barrington, who work in this medical field, who say, please be safe, be careful, and most of us are doing it. We can't force sports back. And for the White House to say, they were not built for this and all of that, this is not what they do. It is not what they do, but it is what they have to do right now. NFL, they wanted to start up in September. The governor of California said, not in my state. I don't want to undermine anyone, but not in my state. And that's where things are right now, unfortunately. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show. We'll hear from him on the other side. We're taking your phone calls on the four sports coming back, specifically the winter teams right now. Joel Embiid stepping up during this time of crisis for many. Horse, which I think it will go through. I'm not interested. And our side topic, best movie franchises for you. I was watching Fast and Furious 7 before we got here. It's always an enjoyable watch. Asking you guys what your favorite franchises are. 610-632-0975. We're back with you on the other side right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon is producing. I'm Devon Givens on this Saturday night. 610-632-0975. I just got this message on the text board, I guess because they heard
us talking about it a little bit earlier, this Tiger King thing. A new episode, this is from BuzzFeed.com. BuzzFeed is pretty reliable, right? Apparently, a new episode of the Tiger King docuseries might be dropping on Netflix next week. Saga might not be over just yet. Okay. All right. What is this one? Because a lot of people were complaining about not being accurate enough, because we then saw a video clip circulating on social media about what's my man's name? Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic also saying some things that, you know, he might consider being a racist. And people were like, well, why was this not in the documentary? Then I actually saw an article about the producer saying it wasn't part of the story. Are you kidding me? If you're going to tell the story, tell the story. Right? The entire story. And I would think people would want to know this as they're watching. And, oh, that's the guy we were trying to say. I couldn't remember his name. Jeff Lowe. The one that stole the park. It was a crook. He's a flat-out crook. That guy.
Yeah, that guy. Everyone in that show is a crook. I mean, you have Doc Engel with his creepy cult where he has women work for him and have him work 18 hours a day and sleep in, like...
Which one? The dude
the dude with the long hair.
The long hair. Yeah. He was a piece of work as well.
Yeah, that guy's like a bit of a creep.
He was a piece of
that,
work.
Something needs to happen to that. I mean, we saw Joe Exotic go down. I think the police need to look him on to...
They did. They raided his place at the end of 7. They had, you know how they put the information up there. Joe Exotic was charged with 17 counts of all this stuff, and he, whatever.
And Doc Henkel hasn't been charged with anything yet.
But his place was raided.
Yeah.
So, that dude was a nut. Him. The one I respected the most was the guy who was sent to prison, who he was a drug smuggler with his pop.
Yeah, Tony Montoya.
Yeah, that's the one I respected the
guy
most.
He's pretty much Tony Montoya.
He was legit. Yeah, he was legit. He was like, look, this is what happened. Boom, 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 boom. Here we go. Let's take it for what it is. Now they're saying again. So apparently the dude Lowe said something, and he put out a video where apparently there might be one more episode of Tiger King upcoming. Who's that crook? Dropping next week, but also Netflix will be filming his segment for it tomorrow. What? Hey, what is this? I don't know. It's on BuzzFeed. What do you think?
I'm interested in seeing more of the story.
Are you really? I think I'm pretty wiped out.
I'm really interested in the story of Joe Exotic and Jeff Lowe and Doc. I want to know more about these people because they're crazy people, and crazy people always make for great TV. My only thing is, I feel like the documentary itself could have been better presented. I feel like it's a great story, but it's not.
Is it a great story or a good story, but it's much needed at this time when everyone's stuck in the house?
I think it's a really interesting, because I kind of knew about this guy before, because I had seen his YouTube videos of his presidential videos, because it was a big thing on last week's night where he had a segment on Joe Exotic.
That was a joke.
So I knew about him for a while, and I knew he was someone who ran for president, but I didn't know all of this was going down. So I'm interested in the story of Joe Exotic. I just wish it was better presented. There's some funny stuff they do with the presentation where it's like, oh, that's a smart choice editing-wise. But like you said, there's this thing, stuff about leaving out his potential racism with the we've seen the video with him.
You saw it, right?
Yeah, I've seen what he said. Where
how come rappers can say this, but I can't?
The classic, like, racist. Yeah.
And when you say that, you're racist.
Yes. Like, that's something that belongs in it. That's part of the story. The story's about Joe Exotic, and that's a part of who he is, but they kind of... And there's a lot of things. There's a lot of people on it were saying, like, oh, they didn't represent this right. But
if you're going to talk about him being a ponytail with his sexual orientation, right? Because they mentioned that in the beginning.
Yeah.
This, that, and the third about who he is, you have to put that part in there. Oh, by the way, he's a racist too. You have to put that in there. You can't even leave that out. You can't choose to leave that out.
They hid certain stuff to get their point across. They were trying to say something specific about this guy, and they didn't want to put anything on there that maybe didn't represent what their goal was. I'm interested in his story, but the documentary could have been a little bit better. I like the documentary. I watched all 7 episodes, and I'll watch an 8th episode if that does actually come out, but I thought it could have been better.
All right, here's one for you. Do you believe that Caroline, what's her name, Baskin, did it?
I don't really know. I mean,
you don't know?
That episode was convincing to a point, but then they get to the point like, oh yeah, they investigated all this, they looked into this, they looked into that. Like, people say, oh, she fed him to a tiger. There would have been evidence left over then, or they put him in this. Like, I'm sure the cops looked into that. Mm-hmm. It makes for a very convincing tale, but I don't know if she didn't do it, but I don't think they did it the way they were trying. Joe Exotic was trying to say she did it.
And her.
Yeah. I mean, she's...
she does the same thing that they do.
Oh, yeah. She's a crook, too.
She does the same thing
that
they
do. Yeah, they all do the same. She just doesn't let people touch the tigers. And that's the only difference.
Right. And she doesn't... She's the one that doesn't pay them.
Oh, yeah. There was that whole thing. Like, oh, you could be this tier. If you work this many hours, then you get to be this tier. But I'm not going to pay you. It's like, what?
It was a joke.
Free labor.
Exactly. Free labor. And you're talking about these guys and all of that stuff. 610-632-0975. It is just amazing. And Caroline Baskin and all of her stuff. And then you got OJ jumping in on it, which is always glorious to have OJ Simpson jumping in and giving his 2 cents about who Caroline Baskin is and what she did. That was tremendous. And then, did you see the April Fool's
thing? Oh, yeah, there you go. I did it. April Fool's.
Come on.
Like, come on, dude.
Come on.
So, speaking about Tiger, and there's something funny I saw today. There was that report today that the Patriots are grooming Bill Belichick's son to be the head coach. But I saw his picture that his son looks like he should be working at that zoo.
Yes.
He has the weird mullet. He has a weird, ugly mullet.
Oh,
he looks like he should be working in one of those zoos.
Oh, this is amazing, man. And again, just for people who don't know, I watched all 7 episodes of Tiger King. I thought it was entertaining. I watched it. I was in on it because everyone kept telling us to watch it, right? I was simply not as... I don't have to watch it again. That's all I have to say. I get the hype, and then I'm like, okay. All right, I'm done from here. I don't need any more. I would have watched episode 8 if it was part of it. I don't know that I would jump in on episode 8 one more time. I just don't. I think it's more overblown or pumped up just because of the fact that everyone's stuck in the house. And whoever put that together, that guy, in terms of being the producer, right time for him. He had a gold mine here. Mike and King of Prussia, what's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, man. How about you?
Good. First of all, she definitely killed her husband and fed him to tigers. And her husband was a sheriff on the force that investigated it. It's completely corrupt. She definitely did it.
It is so nuts.
There's no
man.
Way you can. Show me all that, and she didn't have some hand in it.
It is amazing of how little they had to try to investigate that entire story. The widow, if you will, because even though they weren't together anymore, his ex-wife and the kids, they're like, he just disappeared, right? Yeah,
there was less evidence in making a murderer about him, and they got him on in jail, and you can't get this chick in jail? This is fraudulent at best.
It was wild. So what did you think of the docuseries overall? How entertaining was it to you?
I mean, it was hilarious. But, I mean, she definitely killed her husband. And, how many harems, like, I mean, there's a gay harem, a straight harem. Like, these are all, it was ridiculous. I was just sitting there wondering how stupid people can be.
They were very stupid.
I mean, it's just like...
And the stuff that they get away with.
Yeah, people were just like, yeah, I'll be in your harem if you let me play with tigers. Like, I was like, are you serious? Like, I was just sitting there dumbfounded the whole time.
The fact that he went to the one spot. What was the one spot he went to? It was like the local mart where he went to the woman, got off the bus, or he had the one guy sitting
there.
He's like, oh, you want to come work for me? I'll give you $120. Right?
Yeah,
It's like, what?
I was just like, it was so predatory. I was just cringy. It was cringy to watch. I was like, this really exists. Like, these people are just like, yeah, I'll work for a week and get $100. It was insane.
And they're stuck. They can't. The one lady, I don't remember how they said she got away. Do you remember from Joe Antle? The one she got away, she was at her home, sitting on the couch talking about.
She just left.
She just left. Okay, because he always said, you can leave whenever you want to type of thing. Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
She just left.
I respect her, too. Like, all right, I'm out of here. This is far too long. I'm gone.
But Stephen Avery in Making a Murderer had zero evidence he did it. And if they can pin that on him, they could have put this woman away. They just, like, it was her brother that got her off because he was on the police force and they didn't do it.
Right.
Like, it's honestly, she did it. Like,
right. My sister was saying to me earlier that she, that's what I was just about to say to you, Mike. My sister said to me earlier that apparently she had read where they were going to reopen the case because of the series that came out.
Yeah, because they look ridiculous.
They look ridiculous.
They're like, oh, okay, she definitely did it. We should probably put a little more effort in on this one.
Yeah, man. Listen, Mike, stay safe, man. Hope you and the family are doing well.
You too. Take care.
Thank you, man. What were we about to say, Dill?
Well, the thing that got me in it was the person who, she got her arm bitten off. Then she got it sewed back on. She was told, like, oh, just go for, like, 6 months of rehab and you'll have your arm. She's like, you just can't go to work. It's like, nah, take the arm off.
Her.
And she could have saved her arm.
Yeah, she could have.
Like, she didn't have to lose her arm, but she's like, nah, I'd rather go to work.
And then it was going to bring too much attention to Joe Exotic, and I didn't want to do that.
Like, these people are, like, in a cult.
This is ridiculous, man. 610-632-0975. Final segment coming up on the other side. That's Dylan McKinnon. We thank Mike from King of Prussia for the call. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10. Final segment on the other side here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
.46 here on The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon producing. I'm Devon Givens. Final segment with you. 610-632-0975. We were talking about a lot of things from the sports resuming, if at all possible. Major League Baseball, NFL getting underway overall in general at some point. And the movie franchises that we got quite a bit of votes from as well. We also had a good conversation. We just had that final conversation about Tiger King, which is just a weird story. It's just a weird, wild story overall. But Dylan, a couple of franchises. Let's run through a couple of franchises before we get out of here that people failed to mention here tonight. Let's look at what we have here. I'll run off one. You run off. We'll just go. We'll each take a shot at a couple of them. Let me go with Bad Boys. We just had one. Bad Boys for Life. Bad Boys 3. Love it. Love it. One of my favorites.
Well, keeping with Will Smith, Men in Black.
Ooh, I didn't think of that one. Okay, Men in Black. Jurassic Park series.
That's at least one good movie.
I'll say I watched all of them.
Yeah.
I'll say I watched all of them. The first one was great. Thereafter, they were good. And then, you know, it's like, all right, I'll watch it because it's out again, but I didn't go to the movies or anything to see it. I'll say that. All right, your turn.
Terminator.
Good one.
The first two are great, and then that last one that had just come out didn't make a lot of money, but it was good. The one that brought Arnie back.
Yeah,
he was all old.
I didn't see that.
It was a good movie. All right, the first two are classics, though.
Yeah. You mentioned Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Beverly Hills Cop, Rocky was mentioned. Nobody mentioned The Godfather.
Another one with two really good movies, and then three.
And two was better than one.
But yeah, two is an all-time.
For a lot of people, two is better than one, right? So that is one right there. Kill Bill we had, Friday we had, Lethal Weapon, Avengers, Saw, Men in Black, Terminator. What else?
Alien.
It's a good one.
Another one. Two really good movies, and then some not-so-good movies.
That's a really good one. What else you got? I'm out of them. You can run them.
I mean, you can go through all the horror movie franchises like Friday the 13th, Friday, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween.
Now we have, of course, the newer ones like we mentioned with Saw and Purge. That's how
Paranormal Activity. I'm not a big fan of those.
What about the What about the ones, The Final Destination?
Yep, that's
another one.
Five movies?
Yeah, I was done after like two.
Yeah, those aren't so good.
I was done. Yeah, Scream.
Scream, that's a few good ones.
Yeah.
A couple good ones at least.
Two.
Yeah, I liked the first one. I didn't like three.
No, I'm with you on that one. I did not like three. So, yeah, man, just, you know, something to do during this time. Of course, it's downtime, and it is.
Anyone mentioned Rocky?
Yeah, we had Rocky earlier. Somebody, that was one of the first callers that we had mentioning Rocky that we got there. So, yeah, just overall, man, just good stuff to watch and good stuff to keep an eye on during this time. And we hope everyone's able to stay busy, stay as busy as possible. And just, hey, just keep busy. Keep watching everything possible that you can to remain busy out there, because we all need it at this time. I do want to tell you about Operation Shop Local. Small businesses are the backbone of our local communities, of course. And right now, they could use our help. So introducing 97.5 The Fanatics Operation Shop Local. Our initiative is set up encouraging gift card purchases from your local businesses and to highlight those offering home delivery or curbside pickup. Business owners, go to 975thefanatic.com and list yours in our free directory. The Fanatic is promoting this for our listeners to review and patronize whenever possible. Operation Shop Local, because we are all in this together, from the Beasley Media Group. And Dale, you are on the other side of the bridge. How are things over there in terms of being able to, if you do, go out there and check out some of these local businesses and support?
I've been trying to do like at least one thing of takeout a week, but I mean, down by me, it's not as bad yet.
Uh-huh.
It's more North Jersey where it's getting hit really hard by this. But yeah, I mean, New Jersey's not in the best of shape right now.
Not the best at all, huh? Yeah, I mean, we know, of course, how close you guys are to New York and everything that's going on there. So certainly understand where that could really come into play with just, you know, toughness in general, right? Where it's really difficult. It is really difficult for a lot of people at this time. And we hope things get better for everyone. We certainly do. Watch the movies. Watch Tiger King, right? You haven't seen it. Watch it. Dylan, after all this movie talk, are you going to now go home and probably, you know, pop in one of those movies, pull up on one of your streaming sites?
I'm going to see if I can find Beverly Hills Cop on one of those, because I haven't seen that in such a long time. And I can't even really remember two and three. I remember one has a theme park and...
That's number three.
Yeah. But I remember the first one clear as day, because I've watched that movie multiple times, but I can't really remember two and three that well, so I'm going to have to watch one and then watch two and three to see if they're as good as one.
Have you seen it, like, what's the movie? Some of these movies that were supposed to be released in theaters are now putting the movies out. Sonic the Hedgehog, Bloodshot, Vin Diesel.
I have not seen Bloodshot. I did see Sonic when it was still in theaters. And I saw Invisible Man.
I saw that as well.
Yeah.
Saw that as well. Bloodshot with Vin Diesel was like, all right, whatever. It kept me for the hour and some change that it was on, but it was, all right, whatever. I have not seen Sonic.
It's, if you have a young kid, it's worth watching with them. I think a young kid will really like it.
Yeah. But about someone like me who grew up on the video game? That I just want to watch it.
No. If you really love the Sonic video games, you might like it.
Might. See, that's not enough for me.
I mean, it was okay. As far as like kids' movies go, it has its merits.
Okay.
I don't think it was anything special, though.
Okay.
But I think kids will really like it. If you have a young kid, they'll probably love it.
All right. And what was the other? Oh, Invisible Man. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was pretty good. Nice little twist to it. If for people, no spoiler alert, we didn't say anything. All we said was there was a nice little twist to it. I like the actress and the work that she does. So, yeah, I'm in on that movie. Anything else out there you want to check out?
I'm trying to think of what else. There was Birds of Prey, the latest DC movie that's on streaming services now.
I heard that wasn't that great.
I enjoyed it. If it's...
You watched it?
Yeah.
You saw it in the movies?
Yeah, I saw it in the theaters before.
Okay.
This all started to happen. It's fine. If you like superhero movies, you might like it. It's nothing... I wasn't blown away by it, but it was a nice, fun movie, turn-off-your-brain type movie.
I guess because I was listening to something where they, and these are people who actually do this for work, where they get the screenings before, way before, like we do. We get screenings from time to time, but this is their job. They have to write stories and do podcasts and things of that nature about it, right? And they were just simply pointing out how it's great for her to be able to. She was the producer on the movie.
Yeah.
If for a lot of people who don't know that she was the producer, even though we saw her in what was the movie before that one? That
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
That one was not good.
And it was not.
It was really bad.
I watched it simply because of Will Smith, and it looked interesting. Even though it was like, eh. But Margot Robbie, she did produce this one, and they were like, the story was okay, but it might have been a better flick if she didn't produce the movie.
Pat Egan did like it for what it's worth. Pat Egan's the movie aficionado.
He's our resident movie aficionado.
It's very rare me and Pat Egan agree on movies.
But you guys,
we've gotten into some arguments about movies before, but okay. I know he said he liked it.
All right. I'm not as interested in it, but, you know, we'll see. But Dill, thanks for hanging out with me on a Saturday night, man.
I'm happy to be here.
I know this is your territory, so thanks for allowing me to hang out in here on Saturday night. I will be back on Monday at 6 o'clock. We already have a special guest lined up, probably right at the top of the show, to be honest with you, to get things started for us as we get ready for our Monday show. I'll be on at 6, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend, enjoy the rest of your night. I will talk to you at 6 o'clock on Monday right here on The Fanatic. Good night.